Get Talent podcast.
You know, when Jana's around, we got to rep the Brazilians here. Jana, I would love for you to actually introduce our next guests here as they come in and take their seats here. Hit that like button. If you've got questions about talent in LATAM, I've been told actually Brazil's not part of LATAM, so in Brazil, in South America. Jana, would you like to introduce our next guests?
Yeah, super excited. Friends. And those two, they're like, I would say that they're like maybe the two professionals in Brazil that we grow together, we learn together, they inspire me. They're amazing friends and professionals, Camille and Fabiola. And super happy, their first time at ERC.
And what company are they with?
Camille is just starting with Deal.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about Deal.
Yeah, dealers.
I have to thank Deal for the coffee sponsorship, by the way. You had a little espresso machine that ended promptly at 11, by the way. So thank you for that.
Fabi's with Falcone.
Fabi's with Falcone. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us here. So sorry, Fabiola. I'm thinking on behalf of both of us.
You did. You can.
It's
approved.
Yes. I'm so glad to be here to, well, indeed you can speak about Latin America because, you know, it's not only Brazil, we are all connected there. And
I want to hear about Deal, right? Because Deal's got this, they're making a lot of waves right now, okay? You guys are sponsoring coffee bars, taking over the world. We're all going to work for Deal one day. That's what I'm hearing. So tell people, what is Deal out there?
Well, we call ourselves a software company because this is it. And we have solutions in our software. One of our solutions is the EOR, the Employee of Records.
Employee of Record is like one of the hottest things going on right now.
Yes.
And what it does mean, it's kind of what an Employee of Records is. It's kind of, I want to hire someone, let's say in Brazil.
Very difficult to hire people in Brazil. I've tried and failed very hard.
And then you don't have an entity there and you don't plan to have an entity there because the only thing that you want is to hire someone there.
It's all I want.
It's all you want. And it's so hard, especially if you want to hire this person as a full-time employee.
Oh.
So then Deal has an entity there. So Deal can help you hire this employee for you. And then this employee is going to be hired by Deal, the employer of records. So the employer for all the records is going to be Deal, but this person is going to be seconded to you. To your company, but you have this person compliantly in the country, like with an employment agreement, compliant with the tax authorities, labor authorities, and everything. Deal is going to take care of all the border of the compliance things, payroll things, and everything for you. This is under the EOR, the Employee of Record solution.
I got so many questions right now.
Me too.
You got questions too? You want to go first?
I've been talking with her since she arrived.
Okay, then I get to go first.
Go.
Okay. So do you get involved in employment matters, down to like performance reviews, or you leave that to the client? What would that company?
We leave that to the client.
Okay.
The security, the performance review, the equipment. We do have solutions to partner with our clients because sometimes it's hard to ship a computer from a counter to another.
Oh my gosh. I tried to ship a coffee mug to Brazil. It was like $400. A cafezinho mug.
This size.
Oh my goodness. Brutal. Great country. I hear amazing things. Love all the people. Impossible to do business.
And we do have solutions like we have a partner called HoFi that we can ship equipment easily and fast and cheaper than if you try to do it by yourself.
I even try to buy a laptop in Brazil and it says fraud. I can't even buy a laptop over there. My card will get declined. It's hard. I really appreciate the, I can't knock the hustle.
And if your employee is kind of, I can't stay at home because I have kids. So do you have any solution? So
or like construction or something like that next door or dogs?
That's it. So we have a partnership with you. We work.
Oh, we work too.
So yes, this is something that can be done as well. So if they want to work in an office, let's say, they can go to the WeWork. Like, this is also a partnership with this. So we are not thinking about, like, it's compliance. It's kind of, yes, we are going to help you with payroll and everything, but we're also going to help you with other details that are important to.
So you hire them. You make sure the compliance is taken care of. You even office them if need be. Wow, that's incredible. Danny, I want to ask you, you know, we get asked to hire people all over the world by our clients. It's becoming an increasing request. Is there a way for recruitment companies to partner with employers of record, in your opinion, or does it not work?
I think there is a way. We've had some conversations with people within the industry.
I think we might have a deal with Deal, actually, to be honest with you.
Might have a deal with Deal, exactly. And I think there is. I mean, there's a few people at the conference we've spoken to about, you know, potentially partnering on that. And yeah, yeah, I think there's an opportunity.
We get people, you know, want to hire somebody in Taiwan or want to hire, you know, and of course they don't have an entity. So it's like, we can come in and recruit somebody through Deal or in EOR.
And besides the employer of records, we have also the contractor solution. What is like, sometimes you need to hire an employee, let's say a full-time, but sometimes it's a contractor, no? You need someone for a specific project, for a specific like time, but you don't have like the knowledge of what is like the country looks like, no? The specifics of the country. So we have a legal team at you, the one that takes care of employment agreement if it's a EOR or contractor's agreement if it's a contractor.
So why would you need an EOR if you're doing a contractor? Because a contractor would just be like paying a vendor, right?
Well, because it's hard to manage payment. And this is something.
You ain't lying about that either. Oh my gosh.
And this is something that you
you're
can
like,
do.
Read my diary right now. You're reading my journal. All right, this is amazing. But for the sake of time, I want to talk to Fabio real quick and tell me about Falcone.
Falcone is the management consultancy company. We are expanding now for US. Actually, we're opening the office. Thank you. We're opening the office on November 9th in Chicago.
Oh, nice. Oh,
awesome.
Yes. And it's quite a challenge for the mobility and for talent. But we are doing really nice. We are taking a lot of people from market and getting them to us. So
yeah. So tell me just really quickly how you support companies.
We support by management. We have our own methodology created by Professor Vicente Falcone in 1917 something.
The guy's name's Falcone.
Yes. We are named after our founder. Yes.
Got it. I should have done that.
Banners.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. It's like Ben. Like, what is that? I don't know. That's not Falcone. It's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a very Italian name and very mobster name. And we're in Chicago.
It's like tough, but smart. It's like, yeah, a lot of things. Okay, we're running short on time here. We got some more guests coming up. Real quick, I want to ask you just to leave us with a final thought. Go ahead, Fabi.
Go for it.
There you go. I love it. Easy peasy. Go for it. And yourself?
Hire anywhere, work from anywhere. Wow. This is the future.
That's the dream, isn't it? Hey, that's a great way to leave it. It does seem like the future of global mobility. Thanks so much.
Get Talent Podcast.